In the earliest days of the Northern Neck, the enemies of survival included wolves and starvation, disease, Indians, fire. I mention this because I'm always bedazzled by the courage of our first settlers and what I think of as the miracle of their survival. In the case of the Northern Neck, the very first non-Indian to anchor his shallop on the shores of the Potomac and make his home here on the Northern Neck was Colonel John Mottram. He'd arrived in Maryland from England, got fed up with the land of Lord Baltimore and religious persecution, and became the first Englishman to come ashore and stay here and survive and thrive. He built a shelter, and it's a sure bet that he didn't do it alone. He most assuredly left Maryland accompanied by indentured servants and perhaps the slaves. And, of course, he also built the first everything else on the neck, from wharves to warehouses. About the folks who lived in that first house, it was called Cone Hall. Wife number one, virtually nothing is known of her except that her name was Mary. She and John had three children. After she died, Colonel Mottram married Ursula. She brought three more children to the household from a previous marriage, and life, well, it must have been harder than we can imagine, so it seems counterintuitive to wonder if they had any fun. But they apparently did. A wolf drive was considered great sport, and it did double duty getting rid of the dreaded wolves. Now, what about the dreaded Indians? Mottram got along astonishingly well with the Chickahominy Indians. They were the prime residents of the area at the time, and the king of the Chickahominy and Mottram became close friends. Exactly how Mottram established friendly relations with the Indians, another of the enemies of survival, is part of the mystery and history of this tale. This remarkable friendship, well, it meant that the newcomers would survive. Under the tutelage of the Indians, the place became the very first real plantation, with food crops and tobacco for trading. Children were born and grew up there. The tribe and the settlers, they became so close that when a time came later on and the Indian chief was threatened by his enemies, six settlers were assigned to protect him. Over the years, Cone Hall was rebuilt several times, and there are still along the paths leading to the Cone Hall site remains of what may have been outbuildings of all kinds. But there's much more left of Colonel Mottram and his family. Their huge number of descendants, and all of them can look back over the centuries at a miracle of survival. This is Thea Marshall.